Welcome, welcome in the name of our Advent King, our risen Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. It's great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Readings for the second Sunday, the second week in Advent, give us quite a jolt and quite a shock. The world is coming to an end. Everything that we know will be wiped away. Jesus promises that he will return and that we are to stay awake and be ready for that return. How do we stay awake? How do we prepare ourselves and get ready? God's word for us tonight in our epistle reading from Romans 15 will teach us and teach us well. A couple of words on our worship service for tonight, our opening hymn, as we heard in our prelude, 333, Once He Came in Blessing. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 1, page 151 and following. Worship insert for the evening. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. Please note, during the Advent season, we hold off from singing the hymn of praise. We'll sing it again and anew on Christmas Eve. Couple of announcements. You may have seen in the news that several days ago there were many Christians that were brutally murdered in Ethiopia, including two pastors, one of which was a Lutheran pastor. There are many Christians throughout the world that are facing persecution, whether that be soft persecution or very, very hard persecution. These pastors were beheaded. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. We need to remember that we are not alone here as we gather, but the saints of God here throughout the world, angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. We are one in the church, and we pray that God would bless that church, especially as his word goes forth in its truth and purity. Second of all, early this morning, just outside of Kearney, Zion Lutheran Church in North Shelton burned to the ground. Missouri Synod Church, very traumatic experience. They're currently vacant as a congregation, and so we need to keep our brothers and sisters in Christ in the Kearney, Shelton, Ravenna area in our prayer as they deal with this tragic loss. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before you during this Advent season. The whole world is excited and aglow, waiting for the celebration of Christmas, looking at candles and lights and presents and cash register receipts. We come into your house and we hear the promise that in the exact same way Jesus came, he will come again. He will come in power and might and glory to judge both the living and the dead. Heavenly Father, bless us. Bless us to be awake. Be awake to the temptations of Satan. Be awake to the trials and tribulations of our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. And Heavenly Father, encourage us with a unity and hope that can come only from the manger, the cross, and the empty tomb of our Lord and Savior Jesus. In his name, we gather, worship, and pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 333.
Thank you. us, keep our hearts believing that we grace receive. Ever may confess you, till in heaven we bless you.
Divine Service, setting 1, page 151 in your hymnal, page 151, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to the introit as it's listed in our bulletin insert. We'll sing it together. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes. He does not keep silence. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
The epistle is from Romans, chapter 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day. Number 341, "Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates." Number 341.
Thank you.
love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, this second week in Advent, the epistle reading we heard a moment ago from Romans 15, especially these words: "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Dear friends in Christ, we heard the words, didn't we? We heard the words from Malachi: "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and evildoers will be stubble. The end of the world is coming, and right soon, thus saith Malachi." We heard the words of Jesus in our gospel reading, Luke 21. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Distress, perplexity, the roaring of the sea and its waves, people fainting with fear." The end of the world is coming. God's word is clear. In the same way that Jesus came, robed in humility, came to save us, Jesus will come again on the last day, come with power and might and glory to judge both the quick and the dead. We sang it in our opening hymn. Soon will come that hour when with mighty power Christ will come in splendor and with judgment render. Judgment day cometh, and right soon. That's the message during this season of Advent, especially the first 2 weeks of the season of Advent. It's the same message that we've been hearing the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks at the end of the church year. Judgment day comes. Wake up. Be ready. So why does God give us all these words of warning? Be trying to scare us into believing? Is he trying to spook us out of our sin? My friends, God does not give us these warnings to scare us out of hell. He gives us these words of warning to encourage us. You heard that right. He gives us these words of warning to encourage us. Many times in our readings, in fact, I would say 99.9% of the time in our readings, we have our gospel reading, which drives the theme for the day. We have that encouraged, supported, and backed up with our Old Testament reading. And then the epistle reading is kind of a practical application of the biblical truths that have been laid before us. That's exactly what we have tonight in our epistle reading from Romans 15. God is teaching us, brothers and sisters in Christ, the baptized church of God. God is teaching us what to do and how to live in light of the fact that the world as we know it will pass away. That Jesus is coming again, a new heaven and a new earth. God wants you to be encouraged. He wants you, as we heard many times throughout our reading, he wants you to have hope. That word hope is an amazing thing, isn't it? We hope for a lot of things. Maybe you are hoping for a white Christmas. Maybe just the opposite of that. Maybe you are hoping that next year Nebraska will go to a bowl game. Maybe you are hoping for something really special under the Christmas tree. Maybe even something that goes on your finger. See, we hope for a lot of things. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. That's not the way God uses the word hope in Scripture. To hope, as God's word teaches us, to hope is to tenaciously cling to the promises of God. This is what God wants for each one of us. This kind of hope. To cling to the promises of God, even when our eyes and our ears and our feelings and emotions tell us something quite different. To cling to God's promises no matter what. God wants us encouraged to hope. To hope in Him. To know that He keeps His word. And that His love for us is very real. Our epistle reading, Romans 15, talks not only about hope, but talks about unity. Unity. Together, with one voice, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, teaches us. We are to be encouraged and to have hope. My friends, disunity causes us to lose hope. Disunity, fracturing and splintering, causes us to lose hope. There was a lot of fracturing and splintering going on in the Church of Rome. The whole Jew-Gentile debate, it was before them. In the book of Romans, it's throughout all the pages of Romans. How can Gentiles now believe the promises of God? What are they going to eat? What are they going to drink? What are they going to wear? All of these questions, all of these divisions, and this disunity caused the people of God to lose hope. And so Paul here encourages them from the Scriptures that this kind of a disunity is foolish, sinful, contrary to the Word of God. You know who loves disunity? Satan. He loves it when there is disunity in our families, disunity in our congregations, disunity in our church body, disunity in Christianity throughout the world. He loves it. You know why? Because it makes his job that much easier. 1 Peter 5 says it this way. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. My friends, Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know what he's hungry for? You! He's hungry for your soul. You don't have to watch a lot of Animal Planet channel on TV to know how a lion stalks his prey. He sees the animals that are out there. Doesn't matter what kind of an animal. He's hungry. He doesn't just walk right up into the midst of the herd or the crowd. He waits. And he waits. And when the herd starts to move, he's ready. He's ready for that one antelope or zebra or gazelle that kind of wanders off all by himself. And then the lion pounces. He looks for the divisions. He looks for the weak, for the sick, for the hurt, for the young. And then the lion feasts. My friend, Satan does the same thing with us, with Christians, with the church. He waits for the divisions to happen. He waits for people to foolishly cut themselves off from the Word of God. He looks for those who are weak and wounded because of sin, sin of their own device or sin that has been inflicted upon them. He waits for those who are very, very young in the faith. He waits and then he pounces. My friends, God's word is clear. Disunity causes us to lose hope. And if this disunity lasts long enough, it causes us to lose our faith. So what are we to do? I thought we were to be encouraged to have hope here. We are. We are to be encouraged. May the God of endurance or patience and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another. What kind of harmony? Look at the verse before. That through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Through the encouragement of the Word of God. Through the encouragement of the Bible. God's Word for us that encourages us. God's Word for us that delivers to us the forgiveness of sins earned by the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. To be encouraged for all of the times when we have sinfully taken part or become divided from the body of Christ and the Word of God, or when we have foolishly and sinfully caused those divisions ourselves. Christ's blood covers over our sin and unites us as one. My friends, when there are divisions in the body that are caused because people don't believe the Word of God, want to sidestep the Word of God, the faithful Christian must stand up and speak boldly, loudly, and clearly the truth of God's Word. Those are not the kind of divisions we're talking about here. Those divisions are hurtful and sinful and must be exposed and again healed and united by the Word of God. God wants us to be filled with hope. Remember what hope is? Tenaciously clinging to the promises of God. How do we do that? We encourage one another, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Where we see someone who has been cut off from the body, we reach out to them. We love them. We encourage them. We welcome them. We forgive them. Where we see that maybe we have been the ones that have fostered and encourage divisions, we come clean before the cross of God. We repent and tenaciously cling to the promises of God that our sins are forgiven. My friends, so many of the things in this world that cause divisions among us are so foolish. We cling so tightly to the things of this world. We turn the gifts that God has given us into false idols. And then we blame God when things don't quite go our way. Satan, who roams around like a roaring lion, is licking his chops. He's ready. And what does God do? He sends to us a faithful shepherd to take care of the flock. Many of us who are sick or young or hurt or wounded, he sends to us the good shepherd who drives away the lion and gives up his life in the process. My friends, Jesus, the good shepherd, picks us up in his nail-scarred hands and carries us today and tomorrow and for all eternity. The end of the world is coming, and there's not a darn thing you can do about it. You know what God says? Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads and be filled with rejoicing. Lift up your heads and be encouraged by God's word. Lift up your heads and be filled with hope. Tenaciously clinging to the word of God and all of his promises. Jesus came. Jesus comes. Jesus is coming again. Paul says it this way: May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. May God unite us in this hope today and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our encouragement, our unity, and our hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are bold to confess our faith. This evening we use the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please stand as you're able.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Church. In addition to those prayer requests listed in your bulletin, we have several additional prayer requests. We pray for the people of Zion Lutheran Church in Shelton, Nebraska, as they mourn the loss of their church building and as they look to the future, make decisions about how to deal with this great tragedy. We also pray for the family of Marcella Mathis, who's the mother of Vicky Rockel. Marcella passed away yesterday, and so we pray for the comfort and peace that comes only in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, that's granted to us in faith. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for all of your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have forgiveness, redemption, and life everlasting. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and for the Holy Church, the means of grace, and the lives of all faithful and just people, and the hope of life that is to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all the things that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives wholly given into your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Save and defend your whole church purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the holy sacraments. Make them perfect in love and in all good works, and establish in them the faith once delivered to the saints. We ask especially your caring hand for the people of Zion Lutheran Church in Chelton as they mourn the loss of their building. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Grant your pastors to be brave in the face of all the persecution this world throws at them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we can lead peaceful lives with integrity. Grant health and favor to all those who bear office in our land, especially our president, our congressmen and women, our governor, our legislators, and all of those who make, administer, judge, and enforce our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the schools of the church and all colleges, universities, and centers of research, that those who teach and work in them might proclaim you and your grace faithfully. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in church and state, that our common life may be conformed to the ways of your truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow, need, sickness, or adversity, especially those in our own midst, including Joe Burke, anticipating heart surgery, Paris Renter, traveling to a deployment in Turkey, Alvin Schmeling with an upcoming surgery, Francine Poppy, Sharon Burke, LaVon Myers, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Be with those who suffer persecution, have mercy on those to whom death draws near, and bring consolation to those who sorrow and mourn, especially the family of Marcella Mathis. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit as one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. And welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the hope and encouragement of God's word, which points us to Jesus, crucified and risen for you, for us, for the life of the world, would be your comfort, peace, and joy today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you.
We continue with the service of the sacrament, page 160 in your hymnal, page 160. The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Lift up your hearts,
we lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us.
of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ. body of Christ will free you. The 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 body of Christ will free you. Lord, bless you and give you rare baptism. The body of Christ is free. The body of Christ.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Please stand for the post-communion collect, page 166. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is hymn 338. Hymn 338, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. You may be seated.
Thank you.
welcome in the name of Jesus, our King, who comes to save us. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We have Higher Things Advent devotional booklets. Help yourself. We pray that God would bless us as we continue our journey to the manger, to the cross, and to the empty tomb. Want to thank the elders and their families for putting together the fellowship meal this evening. The free will offering is to go to our member, Mark Kranz, who is in his fourth year of seminary studies. And so if you weren't able to be here, or if you forgot your checkbook or anything like that, I still have opportunity. If you want to get a donation to Mark and his family, it would be a great blessing and greatly appreciated as well. Christmas caroling is coming up on Saturday. Meet here at the church at 11:30. Here at the church at 11:30, eat, and then divvy up and head out to bring a little Christmas joy to our shut-in members, those that are hospitalized and such like that. We have a Red Cross blood drive that's coming up on the 20th, Friday the 20th, and it's not too late to sign up for that. We still have a few openings there. No after-church Bible study during Advent, and we have Lifelight Bible study tomorrow, Book of James at 1 o'clock. Also, for your remembrance, we have one more fellowship meal. That'll be next Wednesday, serving from 4:30 to 6:15. Next Wednesday evening service is our children's Christmas program. So come and enjoy, hear the little ones tell the story of Christmas. And just a reminder for those of you that are regular Wednesday night folks, Christmas Eve is on Tuesday this year. We'll worship at 4 and 7 p.m. Christmas Day is on Wednesday. We'll have a 9 a.m. service on Christmas Day, but we will not have church on Wednesday night. And then the following week on New Year's Eve, we'll have our end of the year service at 6 p.m. like always. And because of that Tuesday evening service, there'll be no church on Wednesday, January 1. I think those are the first two Wednesdays in the last 10 years that I can remember we didn't have church on Wednesday night. But join us. We have lots of opportunities to be in God's house, to hear God's word, and receive God's gifts. Pastor, anything else? Vicar? Thank you. All right. Have a great day and be encouraged in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ.